Justin Bieber just went nuclear. He's accusing the music industry of forcing its biggest stars to sacrifice young children for success. And he says he's got the receipts to prove it. Bieber claims Mariah Carey's family carried out satanic rituals, sacrificing children and babies to launch her career. Then, the Illuminati allegedly ordered her to sacrifice her own mother and sister to stay in the elite club. Now, the entire industry is scrambling, because it's clear. Bieber isn't speaking in code or using metaphors. He meant it literally. He's done with the games and the code words. He's done with burying hints and signals in his music videos. He's done playing by the industry's rules. Now, he's saying it out loud. He knows their darkest secrets. And he's coming for them. Before we dive in, join the TPV free speech community over on Soju. Soju is a digital space where ideas and information can take place without any annoying algorithms or restrictive rules getting in the way of free expression. Mariah Carey confirmed that her mother Patricia and her sister Allison both passed away on the same day over the weekend of August the 24th, 2024.
We're learning more about Mariah Carey's double heartbreak, losing her sister and mother on the same day.
She had a very complicated relationship with both her mother, Patricia, who was a opera singer and a vocal coach herself, and she also was estranged from her sister.
Suspicions exploded immediately. The odds of her mother and sister dying naturally on the same day were astronomical, especially with the family's history of occult rituals, child sacrifice, an alleged connection to elite pedophilia.
In her poignant statement, Mariah says, "I feel blessed that I was able to spend the last week with my mom before she passed." Patricia was an accomplished opera singer. She sang alongside Mariah for an ABC Christmas special in 2010. They received a thunderous standing ovation. But the pair had a complicated relationship, which Mariah wrote about in her 2020 memoir.
"Our relationship is a prickly rope of pride, pain, shame, gratitude, jealousy, admiration, and disappointment. A complicated love tethers my heart to my mother's."
Mariah also had a rocky relationship with her sister, Allison. Inside Edition interviewed Allison in 1995.
"If I ever did have a family, I don't have one anymore."
In recent weeks, Bieber has been speaking out to fans during late-night Instagram sessions, posting and removing shocking allegations, as his online behaviour finally starts to match what's really happening inside his head. Those closest to him say he's become a ticking time bomb, struggling to process the horrors of his youth, and what he now clearly understands was systematic abuse. They allege that Bieber was repeatedly taken without consent by members of Diddy's entourage, deliberately spiking his adrenal response right before his blood was extracted and consumed fresh at room temperature. Turns out the same thing was happening in Mariah Carey's family, as her sister Allison revealed. Their mother raised the children in a satanic pedophile cult that engaged in ritual sacrifices and sexual acts with adults and children, according to Allison, who said her mother allowed pedophiles to sexually abuse her at satanic worship meetings when she was just a child.
"Allison Carey, Mariah Carey's sister, talks about the sacrifices they would do for Mariah to get famous. Children between 1 to 3 years old were sacrificed, and this traumatized her horrifically.
We'd have these big circles of these Satanists around an altar where the people, sometimes in hooded, what do you call them? They were wearing these long cloaks that were brown with hoods. And they'd be in a circle or two circles, one inside of the other, by the altar, where there'd be live children and sometimes babies. So, and that would happen at night. I saw people get stabbed and start bleeding, and it would be dripping to the floor. It was children. The youngest I ever saw stabbed, I'd say it was about younger than 2 years old. And then there were several that were 2 and 3 years old. I can't imagine how anybody got away with that. The kid disappears. Don't detectives come?"
How do they get away with it? Because it's a full-blown power structure. The entertainment industry's top executives, the police and the politicians are all working together to protect the machine. Listen, just quickly, if you're a People's Voice viewer, make sure that you claim your free Bmail account today. It's the world's first subpoena-proof email system. Go to bmail.ag/r/tpv to claim it today. They have custom domains like clinton.pizza and epstein.pizza and many more, all free for viewers of the People's Voice. Now, back to Mariah's sister, Allison, who made these accusations official in a summons filed with the New York Supreme Court.
My relationship with my sister was closer several years ago than it is now. There was a close family member involved in a satanic cult. Used to force me to attend certain rituals. There were a lot of things that I witnessed that, you know, were like secrets that you wish you didn't have to hold on to. The usual things that satanic cults do, like drink blood. They do that.
According to Bieber, Mariah Carey's family isn't an exception. It's the rule. Just another quiet transaction in a system where fame isn't earned, it's paid for. Because at that level, success doesn't come with contracts. It comes with sacrifice. And the currency? It's not money. It's blood. And the blood of children is most highly cherished. They call it paying your dues. But the truth is far darker. The payments never stop. And when we come back, Bieber pulls back the curtain on why Mariah was forced to sacrifice her own family members. And reveals why, once you're inside, the debt is never truly settled, only collected. Since Chuck Norris's passing, I've been seeing so many tributes. And I recently saw a video he made, and it floored me. He recorded it a couple of years ago. He was in his 80s and was still kicking butt, doing longer workouts, and running rings around his own grandkids. Meanwhile, the mainstream media wants you to believe that we're all supposed to be popping big pharma pills and fading away by that age. But they didn't fool Chuck Norris. He made one simple change that he says made him feel like he was in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she said she never felt better. She says she feels like she's 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day long. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/TPV or by clicking the link below this video. It will truly change the way you think about your health. The legendary Chuck Norris discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health by simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by clicking the link below or by visiting chuckdefense.com/TPV. Mariah Carey's occult past. It doesn't exactly hide in the shadows. In many ways, it's right there out in the open, if you know what you're looking at. Early in her career, she was signed by the most powerful man in the industry, Tommy Mottola. Not just signed, but forced into a marriage that was more like a cage. Michael Jackson, no stranger to the darkness of the industry, publicly called Mottola out.
And Tommy Mottola is a devil. I'm not supposed to say what I'm going to say right now, but I have to let you in on a secret.
Say it.
Please don't videotape what I'm going to say, okay?
And then years later, history repeated itself. Another high-profile relationship. Another powerful man, this time Australian billionaire James Packer, heir to the multi-generational elite bloodline. On paper, it looked like a fairy tale, but behind the headlines, it raised questions. A union that was purely strategic, and by her account, was never even consummated. Not love, something else entirely. According to Justin Bieber, Mariah Carey has been under monarch mind control her whole life, forced into a series of life-altering decisions. Forced to continue paying her dues with increasingly steep prices. Paying your dues isn't a metaphor, it's a system, one that demands compliance and escalates over time. Because the longer you stay at the top, the higher the price becomes. The death of her mother and sister on the same day? Just part of the price of fame. But it wasn't just a sacrifice, it was consumption. Mariah's latest test involved consuming parts of her own mother's body. It's the Monarch system writ large.
Spawned from MKUltra was Project Monarch, in which victims, usually young children, are subjected to intense trauma. inflicted to the point at which their minds dissociate from the experience. This causes a form of multiple personality disorder, allowing the programmer or handler to mold these dissociated minds into new controllable personalities. From there, triggers are put in place so that these mind-controlled slaves can be called upon to perform whatever actions they have been programmed to do. There are various stages or types of programming to service different needs, such as increased memory ability, physical strength, or fearlessness. This was used to create the programmable assassins, as was popularized by the Manchurian Candidate.
Very progressive, listen. Mandelbrot set is in motion. Echo Choir has been breached.
Is that a lyric from something?
Project Monarch is so named for a variety of reasons, mostly related to the specific traits of the monarch butterfly. The traumatization, typically electroshock therapy, causes a feeling of lightheadedness or fluttering like a butterfly. The area around the corpus callosum in the brain, which is where the two hemispheres communicate, looks strikingly similar to a butterfly in section view. There is the supposed genetic memory or instinct passed down through bloodlines that bring the monarchs back to the same habitat year after year. Additionally, there is also the reference to the royal bloodline and the idea of complete and total rule by a monarchy. What's most compelling about mind control, however, are these triggers and patterns that can allegedly be found in much of popular media. These do not just appear to be icons and images placed around just to say, aha, we're right here and you don't even know it. No. These triggers are put in place allegedly to control the minds of the pre-programmed slaves and initiate a response. In fact, those who have been programmed likely don't even know they are under control at all. Once triggered, their programmed personalities will surface and they'll be like puppets on a string.
On my dress, there's a lot of butterflies. Probably because I will evolve from a moth to a butterfly at some point in this music video. There's a lot of symbolism. You gotta just kind of catch it. We're trying to put a lot of subliminal things in there too.
Along similar lines, there is the sex kit in programming. This takes the sexuality from the field to the jungle, with a very fierce and sultry female role model for young girls. There is also the theme of young women being locked in a prison cell or cage, which again relates to the theme of dehumanization, turning a person into a pet. You will also find many Masonic checkerboards with popular culture, along with repeated color schemes of a very esoteric nature. Many references are made to past pop icons, such as Marilyn Monroe, who was the prototypical ditzy blonde seductress. Far from being liberated ladies living a life of luxury, these sex symbols are simply slaves. And this is what the entranced children are growing up to be, molded by the minds of their masters.
Back in 2016, I helped coordinate communications for journalists and researchers working on WikiLeaks material. Sensitive drop instructions, verification threads, and strategy notes, all sent through regular email. Then the crackdown came. Authorities launched a national security investigation and hit me with a broad subpoena. My email provider handed over everything within days. Years of correspondence, source details, and private discussions. It was classic Big Brother overreach. Sources went dark, trust evaporated. Email systems, including ones that claim to be privacy-focused, are not private. They're plain text waiting to be surrendered. That's why I've switched to Bmail, the first actual subpoena-proof email. The makers of Bmail have created ingenious fixes for the privacy gaps that plague all other email services. Real end-to-end encryption with zero knowledge architecture, no plain text on servers, and custom domains that protect your identity. You can even use @clinton.pizza. Viewers of The People's Voice can sign up for the free tier and claim a unique domain today, so take advantage now. I still handle sensitive material. Now, when the next investigation comes, there's nothing for them to seize. Stop using email built for surveillance. Switch to one designed to protect you. bmail.ag/r/TPV. Next generation technology that's set to revolutionize privacy.